World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Horse. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Chelsea extend their lead at the top of the English Premier League with a big win over Tottenham, and Arsenal ease into the semi-finals of the FA Cup by beating Everton.
Kilty of Great Britain got a great start. Ogunode looking good for Qatar. It might well be Kilty of Great Britain, and that would be a huge, huge story.
And the British sprinter Richard Kilty is among the surprise title winners at the World Indoor Athletics Championship. But we'll start with football, where Chelsea have gone 7 points clear at the top of the English Premier League after a 4-0 win over a 10-man Tottenham side. They conceded the second goal from the penalty spot after Younes Kabul was sent off for a foul on the Cameroon striker Samuel Eto'o. Will Perry was at Stamford Bridge.
Still not title contenders Jose Mourinho. Chelsea now 7 points clear of Liverpool, who've played a game less, and 9 clear of Manchester City, who have 3 games in hand. 2 goals in 4 second half minutes and then 2 in the final 2 minutes. Samuel Eto'o put them ahead after a horror show from Jan Vertonghen. Eto'o was then brought down by Younes Kabul in the box. Referee Michael Oliver awarding the penalty. Kabul shown a straight red card. The defensive nightmare continued for Spurs as substitute Demba Ba scored 2 late preventable goals. Surely the special one second coming has him right on course for Chelsea's and his third Premier League trophy. Chelsea have the points in the bag, and Mourinho's mind games seem to be working a treat.
Well, Manchester United are up to sixth after a 3-0 win at West Bromwich Albion, who have yet to record a victory under their new Spanish head coach Pepe Mel. Wayne Rooney and Danny Welbeck were among those on target for David Moyes' team, with the Manchester United boss pleased with such a comfortable scoreline.
It's about time we showed the supporters that we're a good side at home as well, because we've got really good players, in fact top players, and they know that, well, we need to step it up. I know we need to step it up, and I thought today they did do well. I felt as if we'd started the game very well. I mean, it's never an easy place to come in West Brom. They were desperate for a victory as well. We had to defend a few set pieces and balls into the box at times, but overall I thought we're front four, we're very good today.
Well, there was a big win for Cardiff City in their clash with another side threatened with relegation, Fulham. A 3-1 victory means the Welsh team are still in the bottom three, but now only on goal difference. The Cardiff manager is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
The response after they scored, that was the biggest thing for me. We spoke about the game. You know, when you in these games, if you're in after 60 minutes with a shout to win the game, that was what we wanted, and we were. They responded really well, and very pleasing. It's fighting, this team, I have to say. The lads are absolutely fighting and desperate to stay up. You can't look too far ahead. We've regrouped after a big defeat against Hull, and we've looked like a team again, and that's pleasing me the most as well.
Well, there were two other games in the English Premier League. Southampton beat Crystal Palace 1-0. It finished 1-1 between Norwich and Stoke. Well, earlier in the day, Arsenal moved into the FA Cup semi-finals by beating Everton 4-1. The French striker Olivier Giroud scored twice, and there was a goal for the recently criticised Mesut Ozil. The Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger believes it was an impressive performance.
It will lift the players, because we had a disappointing performance at Stoke, and we gave the right response today. We were absolutely spot on with our focus, our desire from the first to last minute. And I think Ozil has shown as well that he can do the dirty work today, track back and make absolutely fantastic runs. And so when you top players have that kind of attitude, the team finishes always with a win.
Well, elsewhere in Europe, the Spanish champions Barcelona's title hopes are out of their own hands now after a surprise 1-0 defeat at Real Valladolid, where Fausto Rossi scored the only goal. Atletico Madrid move level with city neighbours Real on points at the top thanks to a 2-0 win over Celta Vigo, both goals there from David Villa. And Real are at home to Levante tomorrow. Now in Germany, Bayern Munich thrashed Wolfsburg 6-1 to record 16 consecutive wins in the Bundesliga. They fell behind initially, but at 1-1, Pep Guardiola's side went on to score 5 times in a 17-minute spell, with Frank Ribery and Mario Mandzukic among those on target. But the Bayern winger Arjen Robben said the scoreline was harsh on their opponents.
Well, I think 6-1 looks maybe easy, but it wasn't an easy game. I think they made it very difficult for us. First half, they scored the first goal. They played well. They pressed us, and no, we had some difficulties. But I think during the game, I think we controlled a little bit more and more the game, and Well, in the end, I think we showed the qualities, and we have a lot of qualities to score goals, and that's what we did in the end. But 6-1 is a little bit maybe too much.
Klaas-Jan Huntelaar scored a hat-trick as Schalke beat Hoffenheim 4-0. Borussia Mönchengladbach lost 2-1 at home to Augsburg, while Leverkusen remain without a win in six games across all competitions after drawing 1-1 at Hanover. In Italy's Serie A, Antonio Di Natale scored the only goal as Udinese beat AC Milan 1-0. While in France, Zlatan Ibrahimovic got Paris Saint-Germain's 100th goal of the season. The French champions are doing well in control at the top of Ligue 1, with nearest rivals Monaco winning 2-1 at home to Sochaux. There was also a major surprise in the African Champions League, with the World Club Cup runners-up Raja Casablanca knocked out. Now, they won 1-0 at home to Horoya from Guinea, which made the tie 1-1 on aggregate, only to lose 5-4 in a penalty shootout. South Africa's Kaizer Chiefs are among the other sides to go through to the last 16. There were two major surprises at the World Indoor Athletics Championships on Saturday in Poland. The British sprinter Richard Kielty, who only made his national team late on, won the men's 60 metres. And the Australian hurdler Sally Pearson was upset in the women's 60 metre hurdles. Our athletics commentator Ed Harry reports from Sopot.
Kielty, who wouldn't even have been at these championships if teammate James Dasa-Olu had been fit, equaled his personal best in the heats, then lowered it in both the semis and the final to claim gold. Britain's last two winners of the World 60 metres title were established at elite level, Jason Gardner and more recently Dwayne Chambers. Kielty was Britain's number three, from caterpillar to butterfly in 6.49 seconds. Marvin Bracey took silver for the United States, another breakthrough performance. For the second successive global championship, Sally Pearson arrived as the defending gold medalist and left with silver, the Australian beaten on this occasion by America's Nia Ali. Her US teammate Ashton Eaton successfully defended his heptathlon title, and Abeba Aragawi, the Ethiopian-born Swede, added the world indoor crown to her outdoor 1500 metres gold. Valerie Adams of New Zealand made it back-to-back world shot put titles indoors, and three in total.
Well, as you might expect, new 60-metre world champion Kielty revelled in his sudden arrival on the global stage.
And that's to everybody who doubted me. You know, I've been done over with selections a couple of times. Nobody's ever believed me. And I've came here, a lot of people doubted me. Everybody counted me out before this championships. Nobody mentioned me in the previews. It was all about Dwayne, Nestica. It was all about everybody. But I've came here and proved everyone wrong, come out world champion.
It's been the opening day of competition at the Winter Paralympic Games in Sochi in Russia, and our reporter there, Jamie Broughton, has been casting his eye over some impressive Saturday performances.
So we've seen one or two of the potential superstars of this game in action. In the women's downhill category for visually impaired skiers, that's skiers who ski with a guide, we saw Slovakia's Henrietta Farksova, who won the gold medal. She was 2.73 seconds clear of the field. She's going for five gold medals here. She is going to be one of the names to look out for. And also Marie Bochet in the standing women's downhill. She's a French lady and she won gold. She could also walk away from here with a lot of gold medals by the end of this coming week, potentially in action today. Canada, of course, a dominant force at the Winter Olympics a few weeks ago, and they've made a winning start with their skipper Jim Armstrong, and they beat Paralympics GB team today, are also one of the favourites to win a medal. But Canada, they've won every gold medal when the curling has been held at the Winter Paralympics, so they are the team to beat.
Finally, in tennis, Wimbledon champion Andy Murray came from a set down in the second round of the Indian Wells event to beat Lucas Russell 4-6, 6-3, 6-2 to make the last 32. In the women's tournament, there have been victories for the top seed Lina and Anna Ivanovic. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.